You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Show where they eat them wings. I gotta tell you about all the sauce. Drip so hard, never seen it before. Give them an inch and they always want more. Try eight more times, I'ma settle that score. Saucy, bold, I like it dripping. He got talents, I'm always gripping. I'm so sick, much need admitting. Please tip my tongue, cause I'm always spitting. Bold, loud, I got some nerve. I add that kick that'll make you swerve. We be known to get it right, and my shit goes hard. I don't like it light. If it's true, spicy, don't hit it with me. If it's true, spicy, don't hit it with me. And the saucy braids. Hit my line, my deal, you spades. Poker face, don't say no names. Me and Meek, rendezvous. Si je parle, je dis écoute. C'est pas moi, it's my sauce. Got that confidence, of course. We make a scene shut down. You about to see me blow on out. Too much fire, too much heat. Can they handle me right now? We make a scene shut down. You about to see me blow on out. Too much fire, too much heat. Can they handle me right now?
We make a scene shut down. It's about time you watch your mouth. It's about time you head on out. I'm the source, you gotta know. It's the last time I spell it out.
Cause we've been calm too long, but they're filling up the pot. And if a bitch keeps stirring, I'ma make that bitch stop.
Hey Jeju, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good. I'm so good. How are you doing, Rach?
Good. It's so nice to have you in the studio. We were just chatting off air. I was complaining that I was so sad to be at the football when you opened for Sudan Archives.
Yeah,
that looks amazing. What a show!
It was so cool. I think that was like. That was just so insane because you know how you were saying before, like you love her. That's the same with me. Like I love her. She's just so, so sick. And I remember walking into like Soundcheck and she was doing like one of my favorite songs. And I sat there and I was like, oh my God. I was
like, Pinching yourself a little bit.
What the heck? Like I'm opening for her and like even meeting her and just like being able to interact with her. She's so sick. She's so cool. And then being able to just watch her live too. Like it was just a great combination and being able to like do my thing and perform and like in front of such a cool audience. Cause that's the thing too. Like she brings a certain type of audience and it's a really cool audience that appreciates music and to be able to perform in front of them was sick. So yeah,
it was cool. It did look like a killer set. You have been going from strength to strength with your releases, with your performances, and I think anyone who's ever seen you perform would expect nothing less because you bring the energy to the stage and all the energy to your tracks as well, and you've just put out a new one.
Airplane Mode. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy that that track is out because I like had the opportunity. I feel like it's the privilege, actually. I had the privilege of performing Airplane Mode so many times before it came out. So like I had the I got to interact with the audience at shows with the song, and now that it's out, I get to do it like in person with people, and it was just so fun. And to see how like it's being received, and I mean, Airplane Mode is quite literally always about the track is about letting go, like switching off your phone, like just tuning out for a second because we're just so into it.
Totally.
So to have people come up to me and be like, "That is so cool!" Like you know, whenever I listen to the song, I want to put my phone away. Like it reminds me to just, and it's so fun, and I'm glad it incorporates so many aspects of who I am as a person, you know, because it's like Afrobeat, it's ignore. I'm really bad on my phone. I'm so bad. Like my response time is just awful. It's just so sad.
Like, and that shaming thing where you're like, I am just sitting here scrolling and I have forgotten to reply to you for 3 days.
Literally, I have some friends that will literally message me boost. Because, like after like 6 days they go boost and I'm like, oh sorry, my bad. Hey,
just
how you doing?
Circling back just, on this.
My bad. And the bad thing is I'll come back and just like after 2 weeks and pretend it's fine. But I think there's like really that's why like I made that track. Like there's we're just in today's day and age it's just go.
Yeah,
all
it is.
The time. And yeah. It just gets so overwhelming at times, you know? And I think that we deserve to be selfish for a bit and we deserve to like just stop. Hard. Dancing, you know?
And that's what I love about this is such a joyful track. Mm-hmm. It feels like a breath of fresh air. Yeah. And also in the sets that you often perform, this is like the kind of like bitchy little playful moment in the middle.
Exactly.
Which is also fun in and of itself. It's like it brings a nice like modulation to the performance, which is always just if anyone's listening and hasn't seen Juju play yet, you've missed out. You need to get into that. So
we've got some upcoming dates, you know? There's the year's not done yet, you know? We've got time.
Very exciting stuff. Let's talk about the video though, because the video is fantastic.
Yes.
Ezra Simons of Earth Tongue, Soft Bait, and many great music videos has created this. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, that was just so sick. It was with Oscar Keys as well in Sunbed Films, which is just super sick. Like it's really hard because I had such a specific like idea of what I wanted, but then I also wanted to incorporate because I love what they do. Like I love their videos, you know? So it's like the color grade and just like everything that we wanted, they just executed so beautifully and so well.
Totally.
And I wanted something that took me back quite literally like to a time when I was happier and I was like stress free. Yeah. And we got to incorporate the African dresses, the inside it, we got to incorporate. Like I love when sets play around me.
Yeah.
Like I got to perform and I got to like put on a show and everything complemented that and it was so gorgeous. Yeah,
totally.
It was so cool. It was such a great experience. Yeah.
It does remind me of like school sleepovers, kind of like that time of your life where you come home from, you know, maybe a hard day at high school and you just like watch some Nickelodeon cartoons.
Sitting down, you know?
Have a chill afternoon.
Yeah.
Stress about your maths homework and that's as far as it goes.
That's as far as it goes, you know? That's what I think of. I'm like, when's the last time that I was that chill?
Yeah.
Like year 11.
That visual world is so important in both your like on stage world and your videos and that kind of visual language seems to be something that's really strong for you. Who are you talking to about that when you're creating those characters or those versions of yourself? Is it something that comes straight from you or do you have people you bounce those ideas off with?
I definitely have people that I bounce ideas off of, but I think especially in terms of like visual, I have such a specific idea of what I want. How I get to that end product, that's the bouncing of ideas. But oftentimes when I think of something, there's someone in mind that would be able to execute. And I think that it's so cool. And I think that I've been super lucky and I think blessed to have such a creative community around me. Like when I think of these cool ideas, it's like, oh my gosh, this person would be able to execute it. And I mean, my manager, Helena Becker, even my entire team at Big Pop Records, like they are the people that I go back and forth with. And it's just been, super cool to have that. It's cool.
It does feel like every time you perform, you also have, there's always a crew in the front row.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy to see, like I love seeing people show up for their friends, you know, and that feels like so important in the way that you're performing is that you always have your crew with you and they're always there to support you. It's an exciting time, Juju. Tell us a wee bit about any gigs, any horizon dates on the horizon that we can keep an eye out for.
We've got, oh my gosh, it's going to be super cool. I'm headed outside of NZ. I've got, I've got a showcase called Big Sound.
Exciting.
Super cool in Brisbane in like 2 weeks. Yeah. Exciting. But scary. in 2 weeks. And then I come back and I've got a show. Is it in Nelson? I've got a show in Nelson. It's around like October. And then I've got Rhythm and Vines at the end of the year.
That's going to be fun.
Please listen. That's going to be, that's going to be so fun. I've like started fleshing it out and I'm like, listen, I'm excited. I just can't wait. Just because the vibe of Rhythm and Vines on its own and then just the atmosphere, it's, I love playing so many different shows because everyone's going to be different. But totally. You sort of get a vibe of what like yeah, something's yeah, yeah. going to be. And it's like festival season, summer, you know.
And we deserve a good one because yeah. we've had a few shitters over the yeah. last couple of years. So we need a really good one lined up this year.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, I'm just excited about the summer. I'm excited to perform just all these tracks that I've been able to do. I'm excited to bring things like... I don't know, Airplane Mode is such an Afrobeat track.
Totally.
And it's like, I take it into every setting with me and you never know what I'm going to bring. Mm. So it's like, I'm super excited to just, yeah.
I'm super excited to hear more from this exciting trajectory you're on at the moment, Juju. And
Thank you.
Very, very much catch Juju performing anytime you can. It is always just a highlight. I think we should listen to Airplane Mode now, though. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
That is okay. Thank you so much, Rach, for having me.
So welcome.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.